Page 17, Unit 3. The union subsidies and aid for developing members have more drawbacks than benefits.
The misuse of EU funds can lead to the distortion of basic economic principles and competition development. Transparency International.
When looking at the EU's contribution cycles for developing countries, it becomes clear that the top beneficiaries are Poland, Hungary, Greece, and some other Eastern European members. There are different uses of these funds in the respective countries. These countries are supposed to strive for development in all walks of life. Nevertheless, we have experienced widespread misuse of the funds and some other problems. The centralization of decision-making processes is to be blamed, and also the lack of monitoring on the part of the Union. The reasonable distribution of the aid provided by the EU is a hotly debated topic that often divides opinion among politicians and common people. According to experts, before the funds in the first budgetary cycle were provided, the economies of the developing members had been on the verge of collapse. It has also become clear that vast amounts have been misused. In terms of healthcare, education, or the development of infrastructure, there were no significant investments, while most of the resources were spent on unnecessary initiatives. It is very common that due to the abundance of funds and an urge for a country to use them at short notice, this may lead to spending it on unnecessary projects and useless infrastructural developments. Since the allocation of the contributions from the EU is set at the priority preference of national governments, it is blamed for overpricing the EU projects connected to relatives or friends, which is simply money laundering or embezzlement. Also, it should be noted, one of the most talked about failures of EU funds is the example of Greece, which seemed to be a bottomless bucket as an enormous amount of money was poured in the country in the first decade of the millennium. The misuse of all these funds and how the Greeks reacted to prospective punishments by the EU almost resulted in the country's bankruptcy had they not been bailed out. Needless to say, the efficiency of developments and public procurement is not in the focus of public discourses, and authorities are not eager to control EU spending tightly. On the other hand, we can see some positive examples. We have to be honest, not every country misuses the money, and we see a good deal of the funds are well used. Just imagine how these subsidies have helped the development of especially eastern and southern countries. We should ask the question of where these countries would be without the funds. The list for all the pros is almost endless. The construction of roads, bridges, hospitals, and green energy projects. It should also be mentioned that small enterprises have been granted funds in order to operate, buy modern machinery, and employ more people. I am certain that the intentions of the policymakers in the EU are good, but intentions are not enough as the system does not provide relevant monitoring systems. The overall use of EU subsidies in the past cycles has been more positive than negative. Decision makers in the EU are now experienced enough to introduce monitoring measures, and one development is the establishment of the European Public Prosecutor's Office, which will oversee the use of funds as well.